Can you hear me? Good evening, everyone. This is John Slavin, joined by Adrian Mountain tonight for tonight's broadcast of the Thursday night action during the Brashear Tournament. We're here at the Brashear Arena here in Brashear, Missouri. Tonight's first game action is a girls' game between the Brashear Tigers and the Macon County team. We're just announcing the starting lineups. For the Tigers, we're going to have Jesse Hill, Ashley Clarkson, Kimberly Elsie, Haley Kelsey, Chelsea, and Chelsea Collip. For the Macon County Raiders, we've got Alicia Peterson, Amber Kitchen, Samantha Hoganson, Autumn Fisher, and Katie Pruitt. Time set at 8 minutes, and we're just about ready to get underway. So sit tight, and we'll have lots of action for tonight. About ready for tip-off here. We've got Autumn Fisher going up against Haley Kelsey. Tigers control the tip-off. Elsie has it, sends it over the left corner, back out to Elsie. To Jesse Collip up top the key. She's resetting the offense, dribbles the left side, hands it off to Elsie. Back out to Hill. Hill's going to dribble it to the left side, bring it back out top, hands it off to Clarkson, over to Elsie. Her shot for three is good from the right wing. Tigers get on the board first, 3-0. 7 minutes, 35 seconds left in the first period. Fisher has it for Macon County. She brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Peterson on the right wing. Back to Fisher, back to Peterson, back to Fisher. Seeing a trend here. Over the left side, a little bit too strong, nearly goes out of bounds off of Pruitt. Pruitt squares up for three. That's partially blocked. But Macon County comes up with it. And on the putback, there's a foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Haley Kelsey. We'll see here in just a second. Yep, that's who it is. And at number 33, which is going to be Katie Pruitt, will go to the line. First shot is up. Nothing but net. Takes a couple three bounces, and the second shot is ready to go. Pulls the trigger on it, and it goes through two. So a 7:08 left in the first. Tigers still lead it 3-2. Jesse Hill is going to bring it back for the Tiger. Comes across the timeline over on the far side. Stops at the right wing. Kicks it back out to Ashley Clarkson. Over to Elsie, the left wing. She picks up her dribble. Bounce pass over to Clarkson up the top of the key. Over to Collip on the right side. Collip sends it to Jesse Hill, the right wing. Looks to send it in, but then sends it back over to Elsie to call up the left wing, back to the left corner. Back out to Jesse Hill. Hill, who's going to dribble it into the lane, nearly throws it away, but Collip comes back up with it. She sends it back to Clarkson. Clarkson thinks about dribbling along the baseline, but kicks it back out to Collip. Collip's going to dribble it in the right elbow. Her shot's a little short. Bangs off of the rim, and Macon County comes up with a rebound, and it's going to be 32, which is Fisher, brings it across the timeline, and there's official timeout to pick up something on the floor. So it'll stay with Macon County. Send it to Autumn Fisher. Fisher is going to walk it across the timeline, sends it over to the right wing to Peterson. Peterson's shot for three is off the mark, and Haley Kelsey comes up with a rebound, and we're going the other way. Kelsey, bounce pass over to Jesse Hill. To Haley Kelsey, she'd like to drive the baseline, but has to send it all the way out to Elsie. Kimberly Elsie dribbles it around the left wing, sends it over the right side to Jesse Hill. She squares up. Her shot's no good. And Fisher comes up with the rebound for Macon County. Fisher sends it up to Peterson, the right wing. Tries to send it in, brings it back out to Autumn Fisher. Her shot's good. How about that? Macon County's on top now, 5-3 with 5:32 left in the first. Kimberly Elsie will bring the ball back the other way for Brashear. Sends it to Jesse Hill. She'll bring it back out, reset the offense, passes it over to Ashley Clarkson. Then to Kimberly Elsie, she's going to square up for three. This time it's no good. And Amber Kitchen comes up with a rebound. Just about loses the handle on it and does. Kimberly Elsie comes up with it and for the easy layup. Tigers are now all tied up at five. Macon County gets it in to Hogenson. Hogenson brings it across the timeline, sends it back out to Fisher up top. Over around the kitchen on the right side, no good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. Jesse Hill brings it across the timeline, back out to Elsie, over to Collop. Collop squares up just inside the arc. Her shot's no good. Hogenson with the rebound, and Autumn Fisher is going to bring it back the other way. Splits to the double team, but then dribbles it off her foot. Jesse Hill comes up with the rebound, and Kimberly Elsie brings it back for the Tigers. Brings it in, and she draws the foul. Shot's no good, but she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on number 11, which is Samantha Hogenson. That's her first foul. One team foul apiece on both sides. Elsie's first three throw is no good, which is kind of unusual. Got Scudder and Slavin checking in for Clarkson and Kelsey. Second free throw is good. Something a little unusual is Macon County has five players, and that's it. Hogenson has the ball. Fisher brings it across, gets it to number three, Peterson. Shot no good. Slavin with the rebound. Kimberly Elsie up to Hill. Back out to Kimberly Elsie. Up top the key, sends it over to Collop, the left wing. Collop dribbles down to the baseline, takes it up, shot no good. Gets her own rebound, sends it over to Kimberly Elsie on the right corner, and her shot is good, just inside the arc, the two. 3:56 left in the first. Tigers lead it now, 8-5. Peters brings it across the timeline, sends it back out to Fisher. Fisher's going to square up for three, and it's good. Fisher has the hot hand for Macon County. We're all tied up at 8 again. Elsie will bring it back for the Tigers with 3:40 left in the first. Hands it off to Hill. Back to Scudder up at the top of the key, or to Elsie. Elsie into Slavin. Slavin back out to Elsie. Elsie to Scudder up the top of the key. Over to Hill, the right wing, down to Collop, and Collop loses the handle on it. Hogenson comes up with it, but she can't quite handle the dribble, and Hill comes up with the steal, gives it to Collop, over to Elsie. Elsie sidesteps, sends it over to Hill. Hill's going to square up for three. Her shot is no good, and number five, Kitchen, comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Fisher, and we're going the other way. Fisher takes it across the timeline, dribbles it in the lane, and runs square into Scudder, but I think they're going to call Scudder with the foul. First foul on Chelsea Collop. Inbound is to Fisher. Doesn't know quite where to send it. Ends up in Peter's hands. Peterson, I should say. Peterson to Fisher, back to Peterson. Peterson tries to get it in to Kitchen. Kitchen shot's no good. Slavin with the rebound. Kimberly Elsie will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. 2:40 left in the first period. Kelsey shoots from the left side. Her shot's good. Inside the arc, so it'll be a two-pointer. 10-8 now, Brashear with the advantage. Fisher's going to bring the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline, sends it over to Peterson, the left wing. Tries to get it in to Kitchen. I don't think she was quite looking. Ball gets knocked out of bounds and it's going to come back to the Tigers. Haley Kelsey inbounds it to Kimberly Elsie. Kimberly Elsie's going to walk it across the timeline. Sends it over to Kelsey, the right wing. Squares up. Her shot's no good. Kimberly Elsie with the rebound. Over to Kelsey. Kelsey dribbles around the right side of the lane. Her shot's no good, and Hogenson coming up with the rebound, and Fisher's going to bring the ball back the other way for Macon County. 1:58 left in the first period. 10-8. Tigers with the advantage. Kind of a scrum there over on the right side. Officials call a jump ball. It's going to stay with Macon County. Peterson will inbound it. Sends it straight in to Fisher. And Fisher is going to be fouled by Scudder. So she'll go to the line and shoot a couple. Fisher's first shot is good. Jesse Hill set to check back in. Second shot is in and out. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. Passes it over to Kimberly Elsie. He's going to bring it across the timeline on the far side. Sends it to Slavin. Back out to Kimberly Elsie. To Haley Kelsey at the free throw line. Bounce pass into Scudder. Off the glass. Shot's no good. Fisher comes up with the rebound. Fisher brings it across the timeline. Sends it over the right side. Nearly stolen by Haley Kelsey. And they're going to say that Kelsey knocked it out, so it'll stay with Macon County. It's going to be Alicia Peterson will be inbounding it in front of the Tiger bench. Sends it in to Kitchen. Kitchen's shot is partially blocked. Slavin ends up with the rebound. Passes it over to Kimberly Elsie. Elsie will bring it across the timeline on the far side. Sends it back to the far corner. A little give and go. Elsie sends it back out to Haley Kelsey. And back to Kimberly Elsie. He's going to bring it around from the right side up the top of the key. Bounce pass into Jesse Hill, the right elbow. Over to Clarkson. Dribbles along the baseline. And ends up shooting. And they're going to call a jet ball. Slavin got her hand on it with Alicia Peterson had it. This time it should go with the Tigers. 56 seconds left in the first. Tigers lead at 10-9. They get it in to Haley Kelsey. Her shot's no good, and she's fouled, though. So she'll go to the line with the opportunity for two. Foul is going to be on Amber Kitchen, number five. Six fouls now on Macon County. So we'll be in the bonus. First shot's good. No, that'd be seven fouls. Second shot's good, too. No, it's not good. I'm sorry. Alicia Peterson comes up with a rebound for Macon County. Brings it across the timeline. 47 seconds. Hands it off to Pruitt. Pruitt dribbles it in. Her shot is good. 40 seconds. 11-9 now, Brashear. They get it up to Jesse Hill at the left wing. They send it back to the left corner. Elsie brings it out of the left corner. Passes it to Haley Kelsey. To Hill, the right wing. Hill dribbles it in, sends it back out to Kelsey, whose shot for three is no good. Clarkson with the rebound, the putback is good. 16 seconds. Tigers lead at 13-11. Hogenson's going to bring it back the other way. Wanted to take it all the way in, and is determined to do so. Off-balance shot, but somehow it falls. 1 second. Time expires. At the end of one, we're all knotted up. 13-13. Adrian, you got us some points? Well, either Adrian or Courtney Clarks is going to give it to us, one of the two.
I'll be giving it for this quarter. Beginning of the second quarter, about to start, score 13-13. Brings it up the floor. Gives it to 11. Well, go. Hogeson shoots the ball, misses it. Kelsey gives it. Give it to Hill. Hill goes down the floor. Gives it to Elsie. Elsie dribbles in. Back to Hill. Jump ball's called on that. Going to stay at the Tiger side. Elsie gives it in to Kelsey. Gives it to Hill. Back to Elsie. Hill up at the top. Back to Elsie on the right. Down Kelsey, who shoots it and is fouled.
Shot's no good.
Hill makes the first one. I think Kelsey makes the first one. Gutter and Collip going in for Slavin and Clarkson. Shot was good for Kelsey.
Fisher has it, sends it over the left side to Hogenson, shot is well short. Macon County comes up with a rebound, though. And it was Pruitt that had it, and she stepped out of bounds, so with a turnover, we'll come back to the Tigers.
Elsie dribbles down the court, passes the hill. Kelsey shoots it, misses, call it rebound, shoots it back up, but misses. Struggle goes on, and it will be for Macon County.
To get it into Pruitt, Pruitt's going to bring it across the timeline on the far side, guarded by Collip. Pruitt wants to dribble it in, loses the handle on it, and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it was knocked out by a Tiger, so it'll stay with Macon County. 6:47, Tigers lead at 15-13. They get the ball in. Christina Scudder gets her hand on it.
Elsie has the ball. Gives a long pass over to Hill. Back to Scudder. Shoots it. Misses. And Fisher gets it.
So Pruitt's going to bring it back the other way for Macon County. Puts it on the floor, and Kimberly Elsie with the steal.
Elsie dribbles down, looks for the shot, doesn't. And Kelsey gets the shot up, and it's good.
So it's 6:23. Tigers lead at 17-13. Macon County coach doesn't like what he sees, so he calls a timeout to do a little regrouping. I think the scoreboard may have been kind of goofed up because we have three fouls apiece on each side rather than the six or seven that I called a while ago. But that is what it said, girls, isn't it, for a while?
Yeah, it was that Macon County had seven fouls.
That's what I thought. Now they've adjusted it and they got three fouls apiece. It seemed more right. I'm not sure what happened over there. We do know this. It's going to be Macon County's ball. Autumn Fisher is going to inbound it for Macon County. Got a little full press action going on here by the Tigers. Finally get it in to Kitchen. Kitchen brings it across the timeline. Sends it over. Tries to get it to Samantha Hogenson, and it's off the mark. Goes out of bounds right in front of the Tiger bench. So it'll come back to the Tigers.
Kelsey gives it in to Elsie, who is dribbling up the court. Passes it over to Hill on the right side. Hill dribbles down, gives it to Kelsey. Kelsey shoots, doesn't make it, though.
Fisher comes up with the rebound, and we're going the other way. Sends it all the way up to Hogenson. Hogenson wants to take it in. Sends it back out to Peterson, who shot from the right arc. Is no good, and Scudder with the rebound.
Scudder passes it over to Hill, who dribbles down the right side to Elsie. Back up to Hill, over to the left side to Kelsey, but misses it and
right in the hands of Hogenson. Hogenson takes it into the lane. Her shot is up and good.
Elsie has it now, dribbling up the court. Gives it over to Hill. Hill looks around, dribbles around, and then gives it over to Collip on the left side.
Shot's no good. Hogenson with the rebound. Fisher's going to bring it back the other way. Comes up to Elsie. Tries to bounce past it in, and Hill comes up with it, and they throw it up ahead to Elsie, and Elsie's going to take it for the easy layup.
And Elsie makes the shot.
All right. Peterson brings it across the timeline, guarded by Collip, and she runs right into Pruitt and knocks her down. So I think they're going to call a foul on Chelsea Collip. I guess she made that foul count, though, didn't she, Adria?
Yep.
All right, Peterson's going to inbound it. That's the second foul on Collip, by the way. Get it into Fisher. Her shot up off the glass is good. Well, I tell you what, Macon County, every one of those shots fall in, and it seems like about half of what normally falls in for the Tigers is going.
Elsie has the ball now on the left side. Gives it back to Hill, who almost doesn't get it. Gives it back over to Elsie. Looks for the shot, but then travels and gives it back to Macon County.
4:35 left in the half. Tigers lead at 19-17. Tigers in a full press. Send it in to Kitchen. She gets it across the timeline, dribbles along the right side of the lane. Her shot up off the glass is no good.
And Ashley Culp gets the rebound, gives it over to Hill, who passes it over to Culp, who looks for the shot but misses.
Christina Scudder had her hands on it, but she had knocked it out of bounds. So
Elsie is going to take it out.
They're going to say it was off of Macon County.
Elsie gives that over to Clarkson, who gives it back over to Elsie, who looks for the shot but misses.
Huggenson with the rebound. We're going the other way. Elsie is missing those shots she characteristically makes. To get it across the line, Clarkson momentarily had a hand on it to Peterson. Peterson wants to drive the baseline. And it goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of a Tiger, so it will stay with Macon County. Peterson will inbound it. Get it in the Kitchen. Shot's no good. Scudder with the rebound.
Scudder gives it over to Elsie, who dribbles down on the right side and then passes over to Clarkson, who doesn't get it, but Macon County hit it out of bounds, so Tigers are going to get it. Slavin and Kelsey in for Scudder and Hill. Clarkson takes it out, gives it over to Culp, who dribbles around on front to the left to Slavin, looks around, passes all the way over to the right side to Elsie, who goes to Kelsey, back to Culp, who shoots it and misses. Slavin gets the rebound and is fouled and will go up to the line.
Well, you think that Slavin girl can hit her shots?
Well, I have seen her, and I do have a pretty good opinion she'll hit them. Yep, makes the first one. Goes up for the second one, shoots it, and makes it two.
Good call there. All right. Peterson has it for Macon County.
Oh, and Elsie steals the ball, dribbles down for the layup, passes over to Clarkson, who shoots it and makes it.
Real unselfish play by Elsie. Rather than force it, she hands it over to Clarkson. Hogginson sends it over to Kitchen, but it's touched by Scudder, but then Kitchen touched it last when it went out of bounds, so it'll come back to Tigers.
Kelsey passes it back into Elsie, who brings it up, passes back over to Kelsey, over to Culp on the left side, back over to Kelsey to Elsie on the right. Elsie dribbles down, ground, gives it back to Kelsey, all the way over to Culp on the left side, and brings in a foul from number 5, Macon County. Kelsey brings it out, gives it over to Elsie, looks around, gives it back to Kelsey, dribbles down the left side, passes over to Culp, who shoots it, misses. Elsie gets the rebound, goes around, gives it to Clarkson, who shoots it, oh, right off the rim.
Huggenson with the rebound, she hands it off to Fisher, and we're going the other way. 2:37 left in the half, Tigers lead at 23-17. Fisher guarded by Elsie. Changes directions, hands it off to Peterson, the right wing. Peterson wants to drive the baseline, runs right into Haley Kelsey. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of Kelsey. So it'll be Macon County ball. Peterson into Fisher. Kimberly Elsie got her hands on it, but I think they're going to say she was on the line. Peterson will inbound it again. Sends it over to the left side to Hogginson. Shot's no good. Elsie with the rebound.
Elsie brings it up the court, passes all the way. Oh, tries to get to Slavin, but misses, and it's out of bounds. Macon County will take it.
It's the old rule one. They got to be looking at you when you throw the ball, right?
Yeah, they do.
All right. Oh, Hogginson couldn't handle the inbound. Clarkson got it, put it up, shot no good, and Hogginson got the rebound back. And they're going to call a foul on Ashley Clarkson. 2:11 left in the half. Tigers lead at 23-17. Fisher will inbound it. Overthrows Hogginson. It goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to the Tigers.
Kelsey will get it and take it out of bounds. Gives it over to Elsie on the right side. Passes over to Collip on the left. Dribbles down. Shoots. Misses. And gets to Macon County.
Kitchen had it handed over to Fisher. Fisher guarded by Kimberly Elsie. Elsie playing her close, but Fisher gets it across the timeline, sends it up ahead to Peterson. Peterson to Pruitt. Shot is good.
And Collip goes down the floor all the way to the all the way on the left side and is fouled by number five, Kitchen. That will be Kitchen's fourth foul.
Wow, four fouls, is that right?
And Elsie will take it out, gives it over to Kelsey, looks around, goes around, gives it back to Elsie, who will shoot and make the 4-3. And right now there's a minute and 24 seconds left with score Tigers 26, Macon County 19.
Shot's no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Macon County, so it'll come back to the Tigers.
Scudder and Hill will come in for Slavin and Collip. Hill has the ball now, gives it over to Clarkson. Clarkson gives it back out to Elsie on the top. Elsie dribbles around, gives it over to Kelsey on the left side, gives it to Clarkson in the middle. Fake pass to Scudder, but then bounces off and goes out of bounds.
So it'll come back to Macon County. 55 seconds left in the half.
No, it's going to go to the Tigers.
I stand corrected.
And Elsie gets it. Gives it over to Kelsey, who's up the hill, who shoots, misses, too short. But Kelsey gets the rebound, gives it to Elsie, who shoots it, misses that too. Elsie gets it after a little grab all down there, and then Elsie gets it, goes back up, tries to shoot, then gives it over to Scudder, who shoots it and misses. Macon County gets it, and there's a jump ball.
And they're doing like they did the other night with Kitchen with four fouls. They're leaving her completely back so that she doesn't foul out.
Tigers will bring it out. Elsie gives it out to Kelsey, gives it to Clarkson, and Kelsey again and shoots it and makes it.
23 seconds, 22. Peterson has it, nearly loses the handle on it, does.
Oh, Clarkson gets it and gives it to Elsie, who gets it back to Kelsey, who shoots it and makes it.
11 seconds, 38-19. Oh, Elsie with the steal and the put back. 5 seconds.
Oh, Kelsey gets that fumble, and Elsie gets it, shoots it, misses it.
And so time expires for the half. Tigers lead it, 32-19. What do you see coming up in the second half, Adrian?
I see the Tigers have a chance of winning. Kitchen of... They'll have to watch out for her fouls. She only has one more left. With only five players, that'll be bad.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem. Presents a real unique opportunity for the Tigers, though, to be down here on offense with five against four. Got some scores for us?
Well...
What's your best belief as to the scores?
The score isn't exactly right, but Kimberly Elsie has around 15 or so, maybe 13. Haley Kelsey has somewhere around 11. Caroline Slavin has 2, and Ashley Clarkson has 2. And for Macon County, Samantha Hodginson has 2. Autumn Fisher has 9. And Katie Pruitt has 6, as far as I know.
Okay. We got 8:47 on the clock, and so we'll be back in a few minutes for the second half of play. Stay tuned.
The score is completely off. I missed like 5 shots.
Okay. You did a great job. Did you fun?
Yeah, as long as I keep on doing just staggers.
All right, we're about ready to get underway in the second half of play. Tigers lead this one in the first game, 32-19. Most probably one of the most significant things in the game so far is that Macon County only has five players, and Kitchen has four. So right now they're in a sort of a mindset where they're leaving Kitchen back. So every time the Tigers have the ball on offense, it's 5-on-4. Adrian, you ready to take it for a while?
Yeah, I guess. Fisher brings it down the court, over to the right side. Almost doesn't make it, over to Hoganson, who passes it over and goes out of bounds. But Kelsey touched it, so it goes back over. Peterson brings it over to Fisher, who passes it, doesn't make it. Kelsey gets it, brings it up the court, passes all the way down to Elzie on the right side. Gives it over back to Kelsey, who travels when trying to shoot.
Nice little give and go there, but Haley just didn't quite have her hands on it.
Fisher brings it up the court. Over to Kitchen, who almost doesn't get it. Goes around, falls down. Clarkson gets it, brings it over to Elzie, dribbles down, back over to Collup. Over on the left side, Collup shoots, but misses, and Hoganson gets it, who gives it to Fisher, who brings it down the court. Fisher gives it to Pruitt, who can't find another way, and gives it over to Peterson, back over to Fisher, who shoots, doesn't make it. Kelsey gets it. Brings it over to Collup over on the left side. Collup back over to Kelsey. Kelsey over to Hill on the right side. Clarkson has it now. Passes over to Collup, who shoots. Doesn't make it, though. And Kitchen gets the rebound and gives it over to Fisher.
Tigers just can't seem to hit anything.
Fisher brings it down the court, looking for an open person. Passes it over to Kitchen, but misses. But then Hoganson gets it and makes a point off of that.
Don't think that pass was intended for her.
No, that was pure luck. Hill has an L over on the right, dribbles around, trying to look for an open person, gives it over to Clarkson. Clarkson looks around, gives it over to Kelsey. Kelsey back over to LZ on top, over to Cullup on the left. Over to Hill. Hill gives over to Elzie on the right. Elzie dribbles around, gives over to Collup on the far corner. Kelsey has it now. Tries to shoot it, but misses. And Hoganson gets in, gives it over to Fisher. It seems like they're slowing down a little. Gives it over to Kitchen, who gives it over to Hoganson. And gets a foul from that.
I think it's probably going to be on Collup.
Yeah, that's Collup's third foul. Hoganson shoots their first one and makes it.
It has to be one of the more unusual foul shooting methods, but whatever works.
Yeah. Hoganson doesn't make that one, but then gets the rebound from it. Gives it over to Fisher, who shoots, misses, and Kelsey gets the rebound. Kelsey gives it over to Elzie. Elzie dribbles down over to Hill on the left, who gives it over to Kelsey, but then jump ball comes in, and the Tigers get that one. And time 5:15, Tigers 32, Macon County 22. Collup has it now, shoots for it, doesn't make it, and Hoganson gets it, but then Elzie gets it right back and shoots it, misses though, and Fisher gets the rebound, getting cornered. But then gives it over to Hoganson. Hoganson misses a pass. But Peter Stang gets it and goes over to Fisher. Fisher gives it over to Hogansten, who goes up but does not make it for Clarkson. LZ has it now. Cobb goes up and shoots it. Only two.
Nice looking two on one breakaway there. LZ did a good job of getting over to Collup. Collup with the easy 2 points.
Fisher has it. Brings it over to the right. Gives it over to Kitchen. He tries to shoot but doesn't make it. Foul's drawn.
It's going to be an over the back call on 33, Katie Pruitt.
Yep. That's Pruitt's first foul. LZ's bringing it up the court.
Got some substitutions, Scudder and Slavin, in the game.
LZ gives it over to Kelsey on the right. To Scudder, back over to Kelsey, all the way over to LZ on the far left. LZ goes up the block for the shot and makes it. Fisher has it, brings it up, goes over to the left, tries to look for it. Making County to a timeout.
So with 3:51 left in the third, Tigers up on top, 32. On the floor for the Tigers, we've got Scudder, Slavin, Hill, Kelsey, and Elsie.
Macon County gets it, and Fisher is bringing it up. Fisher goes over to the right, gives it over to Kitchen, who goes down to the block, tries to shoot but misses it. Scrabble going on over there. And Macon County will get it this time. Hogansten had it, shot it, missed. And Elsie got the rebound. Elsie's going up the court, down to the right side. Looks over to Hill, passes to her. Back over to Elsie, back to Hill. Over to Scudder, who got out of bounds.
Stepping on the line is never a good thing. Fisher's going to bring it back from Macon County. Going to be guarded by Elsie. Takes it around on the right-hand side. Nearly walked with it. Gets it to Hogansten up the top of the key. She sends it over the left-hand side. Back to Fisher. He's going to dribble back up top. Take it around the horn to the right. Sends it back to Peterson, and her shot's good. Elsie has it on the right side. Sends it in to Scudder. Ends up to Slavin's hand, and her shot's a little too strong, and it's going to go out of bounds, but it's going to be knocked out by Hogansten, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Elsie will inbound it. Tigers going to be in their stack formation. Send it to Elsie on the right side, up to Hill, over to Kelsey up top of the key, back over to Elsie. Elsie into Scudder at the right blocks. Sends it back up to Elsie, squares up for three on the right side, no good. Kelsey comes up with it into Slavin. Slavin, shot up off the glass, is good. Should be about 4 points for Slavin, if my statistician is correct.
That is correct.
Fisher's going to bring the ball back the other way, taking her own sweet time with 2 minutes left in the third. Runs up against Elsie, takes it over the left-hand side. And Peterson hands it off to Fisher. Shot is no good. Splaven comes up with it. Hands it to Kelsey over to Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline. Sets up the offense, dribbles around the right side, passes it over to Elzy. Back to Hill. Back to Elzy. Back to Hill. Over to Kelsey. Over the right-hand side to Elzy. To Scudder, her shot up off the glass is good. Gets her own rebound and with a put back is good. 40-24 now, Tigers. 1:26 left in the third. Fisher is just wore out. Brings it up over the timeline, finally, guarded by Elzy. Fisher changes directions and nearly walks with it, gets it in the kitchen, in the lane. Her shot is up and in and out. Scudder with the rebound. Passes it up to Elzy, who's going to bring it across the timeline on the near side. Passes it to Hill, back to Elzy at the right corner. Wants to send it into Scudder, does so at the right block. Scudder back out to Hill, over to Elzy, squares up for three. Shot is good. Just tickled the twine as it was going through. Fisher to Peterson, back to Fisher. Not in any hurry at all. 40 seconds left in the third. 43-24 Tigers. Fisher walks it across the timeline, sends it to Hogenson. Hogenson over to Peterson up top. Peterson to Fisher, wants to square up for three, guarded by Elzy. Over to Hogenson on the right side. Hogenson stolen by Kelsey. Kelsey's just going to take a nice, easy, loping run for the easy layup. Macon County is just completely out of gas. 45, 24, 7 seconds, 6. Fisher has it. 4, 3, 2, 1. Finally, she shoots. Hits the backboard. And actually off the rim, but it's no good. So at the end of three, Tigers lead it. 45-24. Got any scores over there for us?
Yes. Actually, from the third quarter, Kimberly Elsie has made 5 more points. Haley Kelsey has 2 more. Chelsea Collip has 2. Caroline Slavin has made 2 more. And Christina has made 2 more. And for Macon County, Alyssa Peterson has made 2. Samantha Hodginson has made 3 more. And those are the scores from third quarter.
Thank you, Courtney. Tigers has the ball. Collection gives it into Hill. Dribbles down. Down to Collip on the right. Backs over to Hill. Towards the Scudder, who almost doesn't get up, but back to Hill. Over to Collip. Collip goes over side. Back to the right to Hill. Hill dribbles in. Doesn't get to the shot. Clarkson gets it. Tries to shoot, but is fouled and will go up for 2.
Foul is going to be on Peterson. That's her first.
Clarkson's first shot doesn't make it. It goes off the rim. So the first, second, and it's good. Fisher gets the ball over to Peterson. Peterson dribbles down over to the left side, kind of just standing there, dribbling, tries to go in towards the middle, but fumbles with it as Clarkson and Hill go into her, but then she gets it and gives it over to Pruitt, tries to shoot but doesn't make it. Clarkson gets it, gives it over to Hill. Hill dribbles down over to the right side, gives it over to Collip. Collip back to Hill. Hill over to Scudder, who goes up for the point and makes them. Peterson walking up with the ball. Back over to Fisher, who almost doesn't get it. Fisher dribbles down, tries to shoot, but doesn't, just hits the backboard. Clarkson gets it, give over to Hill, who goes up for the layup, makes a point, and is fouled by Fisher.
Bass is going to be good, too. .50-24 now, with 6:45 in the fourth.
And Kelsey goes in for Scudder. Hill's first shot doesn't make it. She almost gets the rebound, but doesn't, and is going to a jump ball and will go to Macon.
Went right between Hill's legs.
Fisher gives it over to Peterson, who doesn't get it and goes out of bounds. Hill dribbles in, down the court, over to the right to Collip. Collip goes in and gives it back over to Hill, and then the corner, Kelsey on the line, tries to give it over to Slavin, but Macon County knocks it out of bounds. Hill gives it over all the way up to the top to Kelsey, back over to Collip on the left side. She shoots and makes two. Fisher brings it up. Still walking slow, very tired. She's on the right side. Deals it over to Hoganson. Over to Kitchen, who goes for the shot. Doesn't make it. Hoganson tries for it, but Kelsey fouls her.
Instead of reaching over the back and trying to tip the ball out, she's done that twice. The first time, there was no call, and this one, she got it.
Hoganson goes up for her first shot. Makes it. Very good technique she has, even though it looks kind of strange.
She steps back, is what she does. Well, it makes it look weird. Watch her there. See?
And she misses her second shot. Fisher gets it, though. Goes over to Peterson, over to Kitchen. He goes for the shot, doesn't make it, and Slavin gets the rebound. He gives it over to Elsie. Elsie dribbles down over to Jesse Hill on the right. She tries to shoot, but doesn't make it. Collip gets it, though, on the left. Gives it back over to Elsie up at the top. Elsie dribbles around. Gives it back over to Collip on the left. Collip goes down on the base. Tries to shoot, but is fouled by Fisher. Collip's first shot doesn't go in. 5:24. Bashir, 52. Macon, 25. Collip's second shot still does not go in. Peterson gets it, goes down the floor. Collip right on her. Peterson gives it over to Fisher, who shoots, makes it for a three. Elsie goes down the court, over to the right side. Looks around, gives it over to Hill. Back over to Elsie up at the top, over to Collip on the left. Goes down to the far corner, back over to Elsie, who gives it out of bounds, and goes over to Macon. Fisher dribbling up now, Elsie right on her. Fisher gives it over to Hoganson, who nearly doesn't get it. Back over to Kitchen, who tries for the shot, but is fouled by Scudder. Kitchen goes up for her first shot. Makes it. Up for a second now. Doesn't make it, though. Elsie gets the rebound off of that. It was all the way, throws it all the way to the other end to Collip, who goes up and makes the point. Fisher now dribbling up. Gives it over to Peterson on the left. Oh, but tries to give it to Kitchen, but doesn't work. Collip gets in the way and dribbles down to the left side. all the way down, tries to go for the shot, misses it though, and Helgeson gets the rebound and gives it over to Fisher. Fisher dribbling up. Gives it over to Hogenson. Timeout for Macon. Four 10 left in the fourth quarter. Bashir 54, Macon County 29.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to have in the second game tonight, Brashear Boys versus Macon County Boys. In this one, we got 4:10 left. Tigers lead at 54-29. On the field for the Tigers, we've got Scudder, Hill, Clarkson, Haley Kelsey, and Chelsea Collip.
Peterson has it. Oh, tries to give it over to Pearl, but doesn't work. Hill has it now. Going over to the right side. Gives it over to Collip. Dribbles around. Gives it back to Hill on the far right. Gives it back over to Collip. Back to Hill. Hill gives it over to Kelsey up at the top corner on the left side. Back over to Collip. Collip's still there on the top. Gives it over to Kelsey. Back to Hill. Then over to Scudder, who tries to the shot on the block but misses.
That's about the third one of those they've got into Scudder, and she just missed them. She is just off tonight. She's usually pretty reliable with those shots.
Fisher has it and gave it over to Kitchen, who tries for the shot but misses. Kelsey gets the rebound, gives it over to Hill. Hill dribbling down. Gives it over to Collip on the right, back to Hill. Over to Kelsey on the left corner. Gives it over to Hill on the top. Hill goes down, back over to Collip. Collip going down over to the left, tries for the shot, misses though, and Fisher gets the rebound right off the backboard. Fisher going down over to the right, tries for the shot, makes it. Collip now going down, passes over to Hill on the right, far corner. She shoots, misses though. Fisher gets the rebound after a struggle from Scudder. Fisher goes down over to Peterson. Peterson shoots but misses. Collip almost got the rebound, but Fisher got it from her. Shot wasn't good, and Scudder got the rebound. Kelsey over to Collip. Collip down over on the left side, looking around, trying to find an open person. Gives it over to Kelsey. Kelsey over to Hill on the right. Hill dribbling down corner. Kelsey back up to Collip. Collip at the top, all the way down the end by Hill. Scudder, who tries it, but right off the backboard. Over to Clarkson, who tries, doesn't. Back over to Hill, misses. Clarkson got it, and jump ball. And it'll stay in for sheer.
Boy, was that ugly or what?
Yeah. Slavin and LV will go in for Kelsey and Collip. LV has it now. Go on to the top. Over to the right. Gives it over to Hill. Hill down below. Shoots. Doesn't make it, though. Scudder gets it after a struggle. Makes it and draws the foul.
And that may be on Kitchen. If it is, that will be five.
Scudder gets up, and that is five for Kitchen. Macon County only has four players left now. Fisher brings it up, running now. Peterson. Peterson dribbles down over to the left. Gives it over to Pruitt. Back over to Fisher, who shoots it. Makes it 4-3. Elsie has it now. Jump over to the right. Gives it over to Hill. Hill back to Elsie on the far right corner. Elsie can't find someone. Finally gets over to Hill, who gets over to Clarkson, to Slavin, and who will make it 4-2. Fisher bringing it up the court. But a little more slower than last time. Going over to the right. Tries to find an open person. Gives it over to Pruitt driven down the baseline. Tries to shoot it, but only gets up in the air. Slavin gets the rebound. Over to Elsie. Back over to Clarkson, who tries to shoot but doesn't make it. It's off the hand.
Fisher did a good job of getting back for the block. 31 seconds left in the game.
Hill tried to shot it but missed. Clarkson tried, missed. Gutter tried and missed. Fisher back down. Running very fast up there. Shoots it. Makes it for another three. That's all she seems to be making tonight is threes.
12 seconds. 11 seconds.
Elsie to Hill. She shoots. Misses to Slavin. Seemed like she was trying but didn't get that far. Over to Clarkson. He shot and drew the foul.
With 1.4 seconds left in the game.
Clarkson's first shot is good. Second shot, good too. Fisher just kind of rolls it over to Peterson, who will shoot it off the backboard and onto the rim from all the way down the other end. Final score for the game, Brashear 61, Macon County 37.
So that means with two wins, the Tigers will go to Saturday night's championship game on the girls' side.
Yep.
We got coming up now the boys' action, Brashear versus Macon County, same two teams. So we got the clock reset for 10 minutes. Do we have some totals over there, Madam Clarkson?
Courtney, we got some totals.
Jesse Hill for totals has 2. Ashley Clarkson had 7.
Why don't you give us? You're giving us for the whole game.
Kaylee Kelsey had 13. Chelsea Colt, Caroline Slavin, and Christina Scudder each had 6. For Macon County, Alyssa Peterson had 2. Amber Kitchen had 1. Samantha Hogginson had 8. Autumn Fisher had 22. And Katie Pruitt had 6.
So that's it. Thanks, girls, for the help. We've got a new slate of announcers for the boys' game. At least one new announcer, Josiah Belzer. So we'll be back in a few with boys' action.
Yeah. Did you do it again?